Japan perfected 7-Eleven. Why can't the US get it right? The shop is well lit, the floor, pristine. The welcoming aroma of freshly fried chicken and steamed pork buns wafts through the air. Customers pop in to snag on-the-go comfort foods such as savory onigiri and creamy egg salad on squishy white bread. It's a scene that plays out hundreds of times a day at more than 21,000 7-Eleven locations across Japan, where the convenience stores inspire almost cult-like loyalty. The first big milestones for 7-Eleven were all in the U.S., first location, 1927, Texas, first Slurpee, 1965, first self-serve fuel pumps, 1970. But cracking the Japanese market toward the end of the 20th century elevated the chain's global reputation beyond a speedy if uninspired purveyor of lottery tickets, gasoline and big gulps. So far, owner 7-Eleven Holdings Company hasn't been able to replicate that success at its 13,000 US and Canadian stores, better known for their constantly rolling hot dogs and 30-ounce soft drinks than their fresh food or their ability to inspire effusive posts from social media influencers. The Tokyo-based company, which has been closing underperforming North American stores faster than it's been opening new ones, is now the target of a $47 billion takeover bid by a Canadian rival that says it can do a better job translating that overseas magic to the market. There's a pretty big gap between the 7-Eleven locations in Japan and the North American ones when it comes to food offerings, says Lee L. Hage, a consumer analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. To be sure, 7-Eleven's chief executive officer, Ryuichi Isaka, has made some changes around the edges in the U.S. He's tapped the retailer's main supplier, Warabe and Nichiyo Holdings Company, to stock its American shelves with more fresh food and hot meals. The chain, whose model is mostly franchises, is also promoting more specialty coffees, like flavored cold brews. The wider assortment of fresher food products, something expected to appeal to U.S. consumers more than processed foods do, is in 5,000 of the stores already, with 2,500 more expected in the first quarter, executives said in January. Its 2021 purchase of the Speedway gas station chain for $21 billion helped 7-Eleven secure the biggest portion of a still highly fragmented U.S. convenience store market. In the U.S., where 7-Eleven gets about half of its profits, monthly in-store sales rose modestly in November for the first time in 14 months. But investors aren't convinced the changes are coming fast enough, especially because Isaka has had 9 years in a global leadership role to turn things around. So as 7-Eleven's shares languished near 33-month lows last summer, Alimentation Couche-Tard Incorporated in Quebec made its move. Founder Alain Bouchard, who built a $50 billion global gasoline station and convenience store operation from scratch that's led today by the Circle K brand, has been dreaming of buying the Japanese retailer for years. Fearing that 7-Eleven might slip out of Japanese hands, the company's founding Ito family countered with its own buyout bid, the details of which are still being finalized. Patriarch Masatoshi Ito, who passed away in March 2023, transformed a single-family-owned storefront into a one-stop shopping center concept called Ito Yukato that took off during Japan's economic boom years. He and a younger colleague, Toshifumi Suzuki, later brought 7-Eleven and Denny's restaurants to the archipelago and built a sprawling retail empire that also includes Home Goods store Loft and Japan's Tower Records, which disappeared from U.S. streets almost two decades ago. The conglomerate renamed itself 7-Eleven in 2005 after buying all outstanding shares of Texas-based 7-Eleven Incorporated. The family members, who jointly own 8.1% of 7-Eleven, have proposed partnering with Itochu Corporation, which operates rival Japanese convenience store chain Family Mart, raising questions over future competition in a market where the population is shrinking. A takeover by either party would mark the biggest buyout of a Japanese company and, possibly, a harbinger of bigger change for a country better known for doing big mergers and acquisitions rather than being the target of them. So far, 7-Eleven's directors have shared preciously little about their thinking on the offers. Still, there's a looming deadline of sorts, with the Ito family-backed buyout proposal likely to become a formal offer before the retailer's annual shareholders meeting in May. Couche-Tard, owner of 16,800 convenience stores in 31 countries or territories, agrees with current management that fresh food is the key to unlocking the company's value. When Bouchard visited Japan in October, he trekked to 7-Eleven several times every day to sample the fare and to pick up his favorite octopus dish. Suffice it to say that the public would be skeptical of any octopus being sold at 7-Eleven locations in the U.S. Couche-Tard and 7-Eleven declined to provide additional comment, citing earlier statements on the process. The chief challenge for any owner, says Euromonitor International Limited analyst Leah Boston, is changing a deeply entrenched perception that prepared food at U.S. convenience stores is mainly unhealthy and largely unflavorful and sold at marked-up prices. In a sprawling market such as the U.S., though, That's easier said than done, she says. In Japan, which is much smaller, the chain relies on a robust supplier network, where inventory and food preparation take place at more than 150 factories churning out breakfast, lunch and dinner. Product lineups and displays change quickly based on consumer tastes, with each store responsible for analyzing the sales of every product and adjusting orders to reduce waste and control inventory. It's a management method known as Tanpin Kanri, which was even taken up as a Harvard Business School case study. Japan's convenience stores' food preparation central kitchens and logistics infrastructure would be more challenging to establish and operate efficiently over vast areas in the U.S., Boston says. Staying on top of picky consumer preferences is paramount in a country known for its gastronomy. Popular Japanese television programs regularly feature top sushi, pastry and restaurant chefs to judge the latest products developed by 7-Eleven, Family Mart and Lawson, the country's three big convenience store chains. The success of 7-Elevens in Japan also hinges on their role as a neighborhood hub, where customers can pay their utility bills, send parcels, do their banking and print out official records. In times of national disasters, 7-Elevens team up with local governments and become relief centers and provide supplies. Outside of the competing bids, there's a less dramatic third option. The management and shareholders could reject the offers, says Lorraine Tan, an equities analyst at Morningstar Asia Limited, that would give current management an opportunity to continue the turnaround efforts, though shareholders who've already waited for years for meaningful improvements might be out of patience. This could take some time to achieve in light of inflationary pressures, Tan says. For the company to reject both bids, that means 7-Eleven has to have confidence that it can improve profitability and cut costs to lift margins faster than what I assume.